This is the Closet Geek, episode 56 for October 2nd, 2014.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hey guys, welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the Four Horsemen of Geek, to bring you the best and latest geeky news. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my three brothers, John, Ryan, and Michael.
Hello.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Ryan, you have a smirk on your face. Did you want to say something?
Oh, you cut out a couple of times.
Yeah, you cut out a couple of times.
It was like, welcome to the Closet. Where geeks come out.
Well, it's all about, I think, it only
cuts out to you guys, because in the recording, I don't cut out.
Oh, that's interesting, because I think it has to do with the audio clip that you play, and somehow it messes with your audio.
Yeah, because we hear it weird, and apparently it doesn't record weird.
Okay, well, I apologize.
That's all good.
So, anyway.
Do we have a new song on the horizon?
I'm working on that. So, but yeah, welcome to the Closet Geek, guys, and we'll go to our first segment of the show, which is this.
This week in Geek.
This is the segment where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, the things we can recommend to you, the things we love, and that we do. So, to start off, Ryan, why don't you start us off this week? I imagine, did you have a light week?
Well, let's see. I finally have caught up to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Woo!
Hey!
I watched the first season, and I started watching episode one of the second season. I haven't finished it yet.
All right.
So I got through the whole Hydra thing. It was like,
yeah.
And Ward, what's his name? Ward?
Ward.
Was a Hydra agent.
Yep.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Too late.
Oh.
We're already into season two.
Season two, so it's okay.
I totally forgot Barry hadn't seen it yet. It's too late, man. I knew that John was holding out, man. He wanted to say stuff about the show. He's like, wait until the end. He will be so surprised.
Yeah, and, it was good.
Yeah, it got
And I really liked that it coincided with Captain America 2.
Yeah.
Captain America 2, Hydra. Have you seen that yet, Barry?
Yeah. I'm good on that one.
How Hydra basically took over S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
And you know, I had seen the movie, but I had no idea that they paralleled that with the TV show. Yeah. And so I was like, this is so cool.
Yeah, it was like basically watching a continuation of the movie.
Yeah, that I remember Mike talking about that, because he was the first one that saw the movie, and he's like, this is so cool.
I think that they used the movie clips in the television.
Right, they even used some of the movie clips.
Yeah, it's great.
Yep.
And like, they brought back some of the characters for the first...
falling into the headquarters and stuff like that.
Right.
And from what I saw in episode one of season two, is they actually brought back some of the actors from... the first Avenger movie, Captain.
Yes.
Oh, right.
And filmed that little Nazi blurb in the front.
Yeah.
It'll probably show up again.
Well, that's because Agent Carter, who's the spin-off series that's going to happen during the winter break.
Oh, which one's Carter?
The female agent.
The
good-looking girl and the
red hair.
Is it going to be an old-timey S.H.I.E.L.D. agent show?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be like the beginning of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like how she and Howard Stark are going to create S.H.I.E.L.D.
And
Dominic.
Do you
Dominic the guy that actually played Howard Stark in the first movie has been recast as his role, so he will be in the Agent Carter series as Howard Stark.
Hooray for continuity.
Yeah, right. So
yeah,
I think Dominic,
that's a lot of money.
Gosh, I can't remember what his last name is, but
Monaghan.
Yes, thank you, Monaghan. Dominic Monaghan. That's right. Cool.
Anyway, Michael said that Lucy Lawless kicks the bucket in the end of that episode, but I looked her up on IMDb and she's in two episodes. So.
Yeah. So. They could be doing flashbacks.
So they're
spoiler.
You know,
well, that is a spoiler.
I knew that too.
I haven't even actually seen any of this new season yet. So I'm like,
don't worry. It's like 15 minutes of the show. You're good. Don't worry about it. It's no major impact.
I was all excited that she was going to be in the series. And now she's dead. Yeah, that's great.
I was actually surprised.
Does she at least pull out her chakra?
Yeah. Yeah, while she shoots. Yeah, no.
Okay, wow. Both of you guys at the same time.
Stereo.
I was actually more of her role on Spartacus. But we can't actually do that on public TV. So.
No.
Yeah. Her role on Spartacus was harsh. She played a good villainess.
Yes, and it was one of my favorite series. So.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that and liking that show.
It was really well done. I agree. Kathy and I watched it.
It started out
rough. But we didn't watch the second season.
Is it on the Sci-Fi channel?
Yeah, I think they do episodes. Yeah.
It's
more tame than it used to be.
Yeah.
quite
people
tame,
actually
I'm sure.
Wear clothes now.
Clothes are good.
So it was cool. Just the cool stuff that happens in the S.H.I.E.L.D. show where, Ward or Wade? I want to say Wade for some reason.
No.
Ward. When Ward is on the airplane with taking the bad guy back to the fridge.
Yeah.
And it's just all of a sudden, bam, 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 like,
yes.
Ah!
Like,
what the?
Like, yeah, that's cool. I mean, that's good.
What I really like about the series is if you really pay attention, there's so many like little Easter eggs that refer to things within the Marvel Universe. That
yes, they mentioned Man-Thing.
Yeah.
One time, like,
oh, do they?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, and they even have I can't really talk about it too much because it'll spoil what, you know, Barry hasn't seen it, but
I don't care. Go for it.
Last year, man.
Well, okay. There's this big ongoing conspiracy theory with, like, within the fan community that the alien that they were getting the serum from is actually a Kree. And that they're going to actually start referring to. Like the Skrull Kree War
instead of Chitauri.
Yes, and there's also this ongoing theory that Skye's parents are not Skrull. What it was
Skrull.
The Skree? The Skree. No, that was the Kree. The Kree and the. What's the
Skrull?
Skrull.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's a Skrull Kree War.
Super Skrull.
Okay. So
yeah.
So there's this theory that her parents, because they keep referring to her parents as like monsters.
Well, and she was also considered
so there's this theory that her parents are Skrulls.
So she's just in polymorph form.
So the fact that they used Kree blood to heal a Skrull.
Oh.
So they're like
super
or Skrull. Something. Yeah. So there's all these theories that are flying around.
In the most recent, I believe in the most recent episode this last week or this week, they hinted towards her parents in some very quick dialogue.
Well, they showed one of her parents' bloody hand.
Yeah.
Like he had just been recently tortured.
Yep. And that's why I said they refer to the parents very, very briefly. So,
I also, as well as S.H.I.E.L.D., I also watched Gotham.
Yeah.
Second episode.
Man, just getting better.
You haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen any of the new season of anything yet. It's like sitting on
neither
my car
I.
going...
Wait, it's not Cobblepot, it's Kubelput.
Cobblepot's mother.
So hard.
Cobblepot's mother is the actress from The Princess Bride.
What's her name?
The Castle.
Her name? I can't remember her name all of a sudden.
Rhonda. No.
No.
I'm pulling that up real fast.
So you watched Gotham.
Watched Gotham. Still liking it.
Good.
Still really happy with. Yeah, you know, I have a lot of comic book friends. I mean, they're not comic book friends, but friends that are really into comic books.
So tell us about your comic book friends.
My friends.
They're comic book purists.
Oh.
And so they think this whole Gotham thing.
It's awesome.
Yeah, there's a show about Batman and he's not in it, you know, type of thing. And so they are not giving it a fair look, I think.
Sure.
Yeah.
But then there's people like me who are big fans of it, and I'm not sure if I'm seeing it from a different perspective. So I'd like, you know, like my wife, I'd like her to watch it because she doesn't know the characters like I do.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I want to have her, I want to sit and watch it with her.
Yeah.
So. A person that doesn't know
that's how I feel. Carol Kane.
That's right. All right.
I believe that's, Carol Kane.
That's
my gosh. When I saw her on screen, I just started laughing because
I'm not a witch. I'm your mother.
She's one of my favorites. It's great.
All right. Awesome.
And it's I'm your wife.
I know.
By the way.
What? But she's Cobblepot's mother.
Hello.
What a Anyway, that's my week in geek.
Good job, man.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait. One more thing.
Oh.
I caught up on all the Nova comic books.
Yeah, I saw that you were reading those.
So.
Cool.
Very cute.
Mike.
Cute.
What'd you do?
At the request of Fragglepuss, as you might know him on Facebook, John Evans, I finished Madoka Magica.
Okay.
Actually, I was really surprised. This is the Magical Girl anime that we were reviewing this month for SLC Anime. It's more like a thriller/horror/drama. Nothing of what you would expect a Magical Girl show to be about. So if you want an introduction into Magical Girl, I would recommend highly Madoka Magica. I was really impressed. Now, admittedly, towards the end of the series, if you have issues with characters crying because of emotional turmoil going on, you might have an issue at the end of the series. But it's because basically everything hits the fan and all the truths come out.
So we're talking about,
like, oh my gosh.
Like Neon Genesis, how everyone's
an
emotional wreck at the end of the series.
Exactly. It's like Neon Genesis where that would be a good reference of how the characters are. At the beginning, it's all like, yay! And then by the end, you're like, just shoot yourself. it gets pretty bad, but it ends out really, really good. Like he said in his post on Facebook, he said, from episode 9 on, just the last 4 episodes are amazing, and he was right. It really redeems the overall series as a whole. So if you really want an introduction to Magical Girl,
not really.
Magical Girl. No,
it's actually, I was really surprised by it. The animation style was really cool, especially for the bad guys, the witches. Instead of doing traditional animation, it was almost like a stop motion. It's pretty cool.
We're talking a lot about witches tonight.
So.
It's a witch!
But yeah, so overall, really good. Since I finished Star Trek Enterprise, I figured, you know what? Now I'm going to watch Star Trek The Next Generation again. So
those are hard to watch.
Yeah,
especially the early season.
I agree with you because I have these nostalgia, you know, memories of Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Yeah.
So one night I couldn't sleep, I just started watching them. Like, holy crap, these are awful.
Yeah, they're really hard to watch.
Now I know why Patrick Stewart never unpacked his bags while he was living in the hotel.
Yeah,
because he thought the show was going to tank.
Yeah, he's like,
it was horrible.
It was.
The
writing,
I am on episode 18 of the first season.
Mm. Okay.
Oh my gosh. You're right. The first 12 or 13 episodes, it's comedic. It's like,
well, you almost have to skip like the first two seasons and go to like season three before the production value even gets good.
Not necessarily the production value. What I found interesting is the little incontinuities that are in the story that they never quite resolved. They just kind of like, this never happened, and they kind of rewrote. You know, especially the way the Klingons are interacting with each other, you could get the gist of what Klingons are is there, but there's so much backstory that's missing that is introduced in the later series of Star Trek Next Generation, and especially Deep Space Nine.
Deep Space Nine, yeah.
But it's pretty comical. I think I laughed for about 10 minutes straight yesterday. I was watching, I think it was episode 12 or something like that, but there's this scene where they're drinking wine and it's Riker and this girl, and they're about to kiss, and she's like putting out her hand like she's going to put her wine glass on a table or something. But I'm thinking, there wasn't any sort of ottoman or table in the scene, and all of a sudden I see these fingers come out of nowhere in the corner of the screen and grab this wine glass.
No.
Nice.
And I'm like, you know, all the things you miss when you're younger, and then you rewatch it, and you're like,
hilarious.
Oh, what an obvious, just terrible mistake that they just decided to keep.
Boom mic.
Oh yeah. I have yet to see a boom mic.
Yep. That's a boom mic.
I have seen crew shadows.
The crew shadows.
And I love it
when I see a crew member in a reflection.
Right. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like a mirror.
Reflections.
Or a window.
I've seen reflections,
something.
Shadows, and I've seen wiring. But it was the first time that I've seen hands come. It was like right out of the corner.
It's a multidimensional hand that really likes wine.
Yeah.
It's Adam's family meets Star Trek.
Like.
There you go.
So, yeah, nice. So I've been having a good time rewatching that while I play some Final Fantasy at the same time because.
Right, if you can multitask while watching it, then it's not so bad.
There you go.
It's so true.
You can always second screen Facebook while you're...
The last episode of Irregular at Magic High School, the season's over, and it basically ends with like a narration of like how...
The show sucks?
It actually ended on a nice note where they basically talk about how magic eventually evolved beyond physical means of war. So basically he destroys like a 10-mile area with his mind. You know,
mind
it was a nice
bullets.
Yeah, mind bullets. It was, yeah, seriously. But
that's mind
and,
bullets, Kyle.
Yes.
Telekinesis,
sort of
Kyle.
Mine is it feels like it's wrapping up. So those who are up on that, that's really great. And of course, I watched all my TV shows. You know, the one that I don't think people are giving a lot of interest in is that show Forever.
Oh yeah.
With Ion Grufford.
Eon.
Thank you, Eon Grufford. Great show.
It's where he's the
immortal.
Yeah, I don't know. That just
they don't have swords and chopping each other's heads off. I don't want to watch it.
I really like. I saw the pilot and I thought I really liked it.
Now, admittedly, if you like Castle, you will like Forever.
Yeah, because it's a police.
It's the same feeling where they get a person who's not necessarily a police officer that gets clearance by the police chief to hang out with their head homicide detective
to solve crimes.
He's the chief medical examiner. That's correct. Right. At least he has a reason to be
on the crime scene. Right. Instead of just a writer.
What I like so far is that while you believe at first there could be this, you know, ooh, beautiful, you know, homicide detective, you know, handsome character, I don't think they'll ever get together because there's too much like backstory that will keep them apart.
Well, shows can go on forever keeping characters apart.
I mean, you brought up Castle. How long were they like teasing the whole time, and then like what
eight seasons later they finally got
together?
Yeah.
The end of Fitz and Simmons in Shield.
Yes.
Yeah. Fitz and Simmons,
come on! Just say that you love her, Fitz! Okay. Come on!
Well, he kind of said that when they were in the cargo pod at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, but
that's true.
Spoiler!
Yeah.
Thanks.
Season two is going to be interesting because... Yeah. Anyway.
Cool.
So, anyway, all right. That's my week in Geek. Lots of TV.
Go, John!
No TV.
Okay.
I haven't seen any of the new season of anything. These last two weeks I haven't taken the time to really sit down and watch TV. I've just been doing other things, and so what I've been spending my time doing a lot of is actually doing a lot of board gaming lately.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was able to get together with my D&D group again and play through that, and that's always great.
Are you guys doing D&D now, or are you doing Pathfinder still?
Okay, we're doing Pathfinder, but I don't ever call it Pathfinder. I just call it D&D.
It's the same thing.
I know. It's just a different campaign.
It is, but...
But yeah, we're still doing Pathfinder. We haven't because we're in the middle of a campaign, and so we didn't want to like quit in the middle of the campaign to go and do like the new D&D edition just to try that out. But we'll probably do that once we're done with this current campaign. But I actually sat down and played some Magic with my 12-year-old son.
Nice.
Played some rounds of Magic the Gathering. That was pretty cool. I've actually been playing a lot of Catan lately, kind of gotten back into that and played two rounds of that. But the one that I was really excited about was I broke out my old edition of Space Hulk.
That's awesome. I loved playing
this
that.
For those people that may not be – it's a Games Workshop –
Warhammer
board
40K.
Game. Warhammer 40K, and essentially what it is it's a board game. I mean, you lay out the
map.
The whole premise is that one player controls the Space Marines, the other player controls the aliens, and so and there's like a mission book where depending on the map layout. The player that's in charge of the Space Marines has a certain objective that they're supposed to get. They're supposed to either like retrieve something from one of the rooms and bring it back to the pod, or they just have to go to a particular room and just flame it, or whatever the case might be. And so, one player is like in charge of the Space Marines, and then the other player is in charge of the aliens. And so I got to play that with my 12-year-old son Gavin, and had a lot of fun. And I was
oh my god! What are the aliens called again?
Gene Stealers.
Gene Stealers. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Love that game.
So it's so cool because you get your little miniatures and you play them all out and
I remember when you guys first got that, and you also got Blood Bowl. And I remember playing those games.
Yeah. Blood Bowl was awesome.
And they I think back then when we bought them, they were $50 a box.
Yeah.
No, they were like I think it was even more than that. I think it was like 80.
Yeah, it was really expensive.
I remember it was like, oh my gosh, that's so expensive. But
you know, and we like
pooled our money together,
working as a grocery store bagger or something. You know, like yeah. That's how
we were making like $4.25 an hour.
Yeah,
I remember those jobs.
But yeah, so that was pretty cool, and it was what was really cool to me is that my son was actually the one that wanted to play it because. He and my younger, my 8-year-old daughter, they always kind of pull it out every once in a while and just kind of mess around. They just, sure, you know, they just kind of set up the board and then just kind of move the pieces around. They don't even really know what they're doing. But the other night, he and I had some alone time because the wife was off with all of the girls. And I was like, well, what do you want to do? And he's like, I know. And so he like ran upstairs. I had no idea what he was doing. He ran upstairs, came down with this huge Space Hulk box. I'm like, yes, we're so going to play that. So, yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah, I can't wait until.
Who played who?
I made Gavin be the Space Marines.
Oh, so he lost.
He did lose.
It's hard.
Dude, it's so hard. It's so hard.
It's like chess.
It's like
you have to be like, okay, I get to this corner and I turn at this quarter angle. Now I'm going to go into Overwatch.
It's like,
and then my other guys
Overwatch.
Come along.
If you forget Overwatch, you're dead.
Yeah, if you forget Overwatch, you are dead.
Even if you don't forget, you're usually dead.
Yeah, because you're like you really want to roll like 5 and 6. Roll a 5 and 6. Oh no.
Yeah. It's just so there was a lot of that, and he's like, oh my gosh, the aliens are overpowered.
Yeah, they are.
Yes, they are. So maybe the next time we'll play, I'll let him do the gene stealers, and then I'll still win.
That's right.
You're like, yeah, Space Marines rule.
I can't wait until Grayson gets older. Grayson's my 7-year-old son, and I can't wait until he gets older and wants to.
Yeah.
He wants to play games like that with me, but I can't wait until he's older and he understands a little bit better.
You know, while we're talking about kids and gaming really quick, I have to say, Lance and I ran our first dungeon together on Final Fantasy XIV.
Wow,
so
that's cool.
He tanked and I did DPS support. You got to
be really good at DPS.
I was covering his butt.
Running around.
It was a pug group because you have to have 4 to do a dungeon. You have to have a healer,
pug?
2 DPS, and a
he
tank.
Was tanking?
He was tanking a pug.
Oh, nice.
And the healer had no idea, and the other DPS had no idea, and we got all the way through the dungeon, finished the third boss, and he's like, the healer's like, whew, yeah, that was, we did it, and I was like, yep, and you know, because he, Lance never died, and nobody ever died through the whole thing until the very end fight. He died with like 3% left, and so I finished off the boss with the black mage, and at the end, I'm like, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm running dungeons with my son, and his name is I'd Hack Your Hat Off. I said you were just tanked by a 9-year-old, and the healer's like, that's so awesome. He did so good then.
That's
so
cool.
He went from like going, oh, that was really rough, to actually that turned out pretty good for a 9-year-old.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
it was cool. It was cool to actually run a dungeon with my son, and not be overly frustrated, even though he was the tank, because I was able to talk him through it. I'll be like, use this ability, do this, while at the same time I was doing DPS. It was lots of fun. Anyway, my little tool.
No, that is. I mean, it's great to be able to, like Barry was saying, you know, to really look forward to the time and be able to take advantage of gaming with your kids. And, you know, whether it's tabletop gaming or video gaming or, you know, D&D, whatever that kind of thing. And so that's something that I've really enjoyed because, you know, my D&D group consists of my family and, you know, this other family and their kids, you know. And so it's just been a lot of fun to see that. But I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that I was reading that new Star Wars book, The New Dawn, based on the Rebels series. Yeah. So I finished that. That was really cool. It did not It did not include any of the stuff that that is in the TV series, other than the two characters, the Jedi and the pilot. And so it was basically about how they eventually got together for the first time. And Hera, who's the Twi'lek pilot, she was actually a part of the initial beginnings of the rebellion. And she was actually she wasn't even necessarily on a recruiting mission, but she kind of ran into, gosh, now I can't even remember what the guy's name is. The Jedi from Rebels. Anybody know what his name is? It's like
Kane.
No, it's something like that. It starts with anyway.
Peter.
No.
Bueller.
So, yeah, really.
So basically, she runs into him, and she's not necessarily recruiting, but the two of them kind of end up working together through this event. And by the end, she's like, "Well, I don't really, you know, want. I don't really want to take you with me."
Kanan,
that's right. Thank you. I don't really want to take you with me. And he said, "Well, you've got this ship and you need a crew, right?" She's like, "Well, I guess I need a crew." He's like, "Great, I'll be your crew." So that's kind of that's basically how they started. So it was pretty cool. I liked it. But it essentially was just a lot of kind of background. I thought it was really cool because it was really about seeing the Empire become this iron-fisted, tyrannical, oppressive government that it eventually became. That it wasn't that way to begin with, because everybody was like, "Oh, this the Empire, you know, now this is great. So, you know, we don't have to worry about all of this inner turmoil anymore, because it's all the Empire." And little did they know what they were really in for.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Cool. Anything else?
Nah.
All right. No. Cool.
But
my week was mostly consisted of comic book reading,
nice.
Actually, or comic reading, I should say. I was on Twitter one day, and I was just like, I saw a post by one of my people I follow, and I was like, "Oh, what's that?" And I clicked on it, and it led me to this site called Table Titans.
Table Titans.
And
I think it's
so like,
funny that you've never seen it or heard it before.
And I was like, "What is this?" And so
I don't know why. I don't know how I even knew about it. But
I read the comic that it was like the comic of the week, and I was like, "Oh, that's kind of fun." And then I'm like, "I wonder how the beginning is." And it's like they have like over 100 of them now, and so I just sat there and
really,
I
that many.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just binge, like, read it all. It was awesome. It's like, this is probably one of the most enjoyable comics I've read in a really long time.
What is it about, Barry?
What is it about? I will tell you. Table Titans is essentially, the comic is about a D&D group and their adventures. So it's really cool. You have the real characters and they sit down and play D&D together, but then in other, you know, other comics, it's actually them as their characters, and it's just how they go through the story, how they interact with each other, and it's really clever. And if you enjoy D&D or you enjoy other role-playing games, that this is something that you'll get a kick out of, because a lot of the things that you'll read, you'll be like, "I totally understand that. I get that." And or you'll just laugh because they'll mention something and it's hilarious to you because you understand that culture and, yeah, and those and everything. So, yeah, I'm actually like subscribe and follow them all over the place now. And I look forward to getting each one now. And I just read the new one that came out this week. And
where do you go and subscribe?
Yeah, you can go to tabletitans.com. You could also just type in Table Titans either in Facebook or Twitter, and you can follow them there. But on their webpage, they have their RSS feed that you can click on and do all that. And they have other comics as well. They actually produce multiple different things. Their team does. But I really enjoy Table Titans, and they try to produce two comics a week of it.
Twice a week.
It's really cool. I recommend everyone to go check that out. I also read the first Batman Future's End issue number one. Read that, and so that whole DC universe is getting ready to do their whole Future End thing,
it's their new crisis.
Yeah. We could get that into that later. I read that, but something on the side that I've been doing is for those of you that have been listening to the Closet Geek for a while, you knew that I used to live in Idaho. I now live in New Mexico. But before
you used to live in New Mexico, then you lived in Idaho, and now you live in New Mexico.
That's true too. I finally was able to get a D&D group together in Idaho, and we started playing once a week. I finally got, after 7 years of marriage, convinced my wife to play, and now she loves it because she just had that misconception in her brain, and then she's like, wait, this is actually pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
And it was so much fun, and then we moved. And I was just like, man, I had to start all over and find people that be interested. But I was like, no, I'm just going to put myself out there at the very beginning. And I have, you know, met people here, and I'm like, hey, they're kind of geeky. And I'm like, hey, you ever played D&D before?
Hey, kid, you want to play D&D?
Not
that. You're like peddling drugs.
That's right. But and each person I've asked, they're like, you know what? I used to play that in junior high or high school or something. I've played before, and I'm like, how would you be interested in playing D&D with me? And they're like, yeah, woo!
Where did you go to recruit these people?
One is
the Quickie Mart.
Actually, one is my neighbor, who is the cousin of Gene Roddenberry.
What?
Yeah. Connection there. That's pretty cool.
Name drop.
And then one's someone I go to church with, and so it's just worked out. And so,
you're weird.
So now I'm getting. I have my wife. I have my friend from church and his wife that are going to play with us. My neighbor friend and my brother-in-law.
You corrupter of people.
Back in the day,
good for you.
When we tried to find players at the local comic book store, they had a log of people who wanted to play D&D. And so you'd go through and they'd leave their phone number.
Yeah.
And you'd call them and say, hey, I'm getting a D&D group together if you want to come. And so,
Yep. Is that how you met any of your D&D group buddies?
Actually, it's kind of funny because we had a friend, Chad. And we played D&D with him, but for some reason our group broke up or something. I think John left to go to serve a mission somewhere or something like that. Anyway, so I signed up for one of those random groups, and I got a phone call and said, hey, come here at this time. So I went there, and Chad was there.
Oh, was he?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Remember, that's awesome. Remember Dan?
Dan, I remember his name. Yeah.
He was the crazy hyper DM.
Anyway. But no, that's cool. Yeah, so I'm just like, you know, I'm not going to wait that long this time. I want to play D&D now.
Awesome.
So I told them, and they're like, when are we going to start? I'm like, well, I just wanted to see if I could get an interested group, and then I'm going to start investing in the books now. So the new edition of D&D.
Oh, okay, cool.
Don't they have those online?
They have the basic version
you can
of
get,
them for free.
Well, you can get the character creation rules and like a really basic skeleton
basic stuff
feel.
But I want all of it.
To start. And then you can get, they do have what they call the starter set.
For a pack,
which
yeah.
Which is like $20, and it gives you some a little bit more robust rules.
Pre-made characters.
And it has like a little mini adventure that you can take some characters
yeah.
through. So it's a good way to get started.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, so I'm like, I'm doing this. I'm going to get D&D together.
Nice.
So,
yeah.
Do it.
That was my week in geek, essentially. So
do it.
Yeah. Well, let's go to our next segment of the show, shall we?
All right.
The Weekly Geek. This is the segment of the show where we talk about geeky news throughout the week, and we will highlight stuff and we'll get really intense on some things, I imagine. We like to do that. So there's some movie news, TV, there's a little bit of everything this
yeah,
week.
Just a little bit.
Something that I wanted to touch on first is that, and I was excited about it happening, was that Pokemon the Trading Card Game was coming out for the iPad, or is now actually available for the iPad. And for me, I was excited because my son really loves Pokemon. He's actually starting to collect the cards. We've played a couple games I'm trying to teach him. And I'm like, this is really cool opportunity. And because I love Hearthstone
right.
and you know the digital card game. And it's just,
I actually haven't played that for like
I haven't
a
played it for
time.
A while.
I just got tired of people dumping money into it and making
yeah.
it no fun for me.
Yeah, it's just, that's really, it is
pay to win.
Pay to win. But, and I was like, yeah, so I jumped on, you know, got to the app store, wanted to download it. And then in the description and the requirements is that you need a newer generation of iPad with a Retina display in order to play. So like my iPad 2 can't.
Oh no,
play it.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, really? The iPad 2 is already obsolete. And
isn't
I was
that
just
crazy?
Like, oh my gosh. It made me furious.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to play this game
that's
and now
really
I can't. And I'm not going to drop, you know, $300+ to buy another iPad.
See, that's why I like Blizzard.
I was going to say you wish you could find one for $300.
Blizzard,
I said maybe the mini iPad yeah. mini for that price.
So Blizzard actually makes an effort to make their stuff available on lower end platforms.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why they're awesome. So so it came out. A lot of people are excited about it, and I'm sure it's cool. People say about it, but it's split right down the middle. I was reading the reviews. Like some people that are actually able to play it love it, but the other half of the people are like. They're like, hey, what the heck? You know, I can't even play this game because I have an iPad 2, not an iPad 3 or an iPad Air or whatever.
Right.
So, yeah, it just kind of sucks.
Hmm.
And that's my 2 cents on that.
Yeah, sorry. that is frustrating. And see, for me, I'm more of an Android guy. I don't use Apple products. And so... You know, things like that. Like, I can't even play Hearthstone yet. I mean, it's coming to Android, but
yeah.
but not yet. I mean, I can play it on my PC.
Play it on your computer.
Yeah, I can play it on my PC, but I can't, you know, just pull out my tablet and play it on my tablet, which
yeah.
I would like to be able to do that. And I will yeah. eventually. I think
it's nice.
Like within the next month or so, I think it's supposed to, Hearthstone's coming to Android. But I still think it's silly that gaming developers aren't making things, you know, cross-platform. That they're only focusing on like the iOS stuff.
It's the money.
Well, but the thing is that Android has a bigger share of the market.
They
so,
do.
It's
but
still hurts.
It's easier
it's lobbyists.
It's easier program for
yeah.
iOS.
See, I haven't heard that that's the case though.
I have a friend back in Idaho who developed apps,
okay.
and he just says that the Apple iOS software is easier to program for.
Hmm. Okay.
But
yeah.
well, and see
yeah,
that something like that makes sense to me. You know, it's kind of like when like the Xbox 360 versus the PlayStation 3. A lot of developers had a hard time with the PlayStation 3 because of the way that their operating system. Yeah. And so I can understand, but you know, so maybe that's why it does take a little bit longer for things to come out on Android, because it's a little bit more difficult to develop for.
Well, Android can feel good that they have the, you know, the actual hardware upgrades that the iPhones don't have.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the iPhone has all the apps first, but of course the Android has the hardware to run the apps.
Right.
They don't have the apps.
They don't have the apps.
They're like, why bother having the hardware?
Does not compute. Does
I
not
could text
compute.
Faster or something.
Yeah. Well, something. I just want to say something about gaming right now.
Okay.
It's terrible.
Like, no, like, there's, I, like, 9 times out of 10 recently, the games that I'm more interested and want to play are indie games. Like, I don't, there's not very, big name games out there besides, like, Destiny, that Ooh. I really want. I'm like, I want to play that. Like, I see all these indie games, and I'm like, man, that looks so much fun, because right. a lot of them, you know, remind me of the games we played growing up, but it's, you know, it's smoother, it's better in that aspect.
It just looks like our game.
It just looks like our age, so we get that feelings, but it's, you know, it's, yeah, it just it works better, it's smoother and everything, and it's just like, man, I want to play that because it looks fun to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, hey, that's the stuff I would play for hours on end.
Right.
Not being able to save my game, so I had to play hours on end to beat the game. Yeah, and that's just something I've noticed recently that I'm just like, I there's very few AAA games I want to play. I mostly just want to invest my money in indie games right now.
Right.
Well, I think a lot of that comes along with the fact that a lot of the major console companies are now supporting the fact that indie gamers or indie game companies can post their work on their networks.
Right.
Yeah.
And so a lot of these companies have existed and do exist, but we never knew about them until recently because of the big social media movement. Because of the, you know, PS4 and Xbox One saying, hey, we are about indie games.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. So, hey, John, you're kind of up to date on the comic book scene, right?
Somewhat.
What do you think about the death of Wolverine? The next issue, the last issue is coming out next.
Yeah,
this month.
It's, you know, it's been good. I mean, I
agree.
It's been written really well. The art is amazing. Some of the art is just like that. The most recent where he like put on the samurai armor. That was just like
that's cool. Yeah.
Classic Wolverine. You're like yes, dual katanas.
Yeah.
You know he was.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's. I mean, they're really doing a good job with it,
They teased about how he may die. Well, they showed an image, and it was Wolverine with gray hair.
Right.
And kind of reminded me of Old Man Logan. Did you ever read that series?
I did not.
Yeah, that was very good. Very good series. But it reminded – see, this is what my opinion – I'm okay with them killing off a character. You know, it's comic books. Nobody really dies.
Nobody really dies.
But I don't want to see, like – there's a couple of things I don't want to see. I don't want to see someone knock him off because then that person will always be the person who killed Wolverine.
Who killed Wolverine?
I don't want to see some brand new character they've created just to kill Wolverine.
Right.
A la Doomsday for Superman.
For Superman, right.
That's stupid. So the only way that I kind of will want to see him die. No, I don't want to see him die, but he's going to. It's part of the series.
Right.
Old age.
Yeah, that he just dies.
Yeah, he just dies from old age.
I think that's...
I want them to do that.
I would love to see that happen.
Because he no longer has his healing factor,
right,
and he's been alive for like 200 years.
Right.
Right, or something like that. Yeah, and so he's slowly getting older and degrading. His body's degrading. So if he dies from old age, I think that would be a perfect way to see it happen.
Yep. I agree. I agree with that 100%. That would be pretty cool. But yeah, they're definitely doing a really good job of just the whole how they're ending it. I think they're doing a good job of you know, they're ending it on a good note. He's kind of going out in style.
He is, yes. He is. This is like the everything that Wolverine is it combined into four issues.
Right.
And which is, you know, very hard to do, but so far they've been really successful.
Yep.
You know, I like the fact that he lives on that island and the beach is littered with bodies of everyone who's trying to kill him.
Right.
Yeah, it was awesome. So, anyway.
Yep. Good stuff.
That's the only thing I had to talk about.
So, stuff. According to the Origin series, he was born in the late 1880s. So he's like 130 years old.
Is it? I'm going to be awful here. When was the Civil War?
The Civil War was in the ninth.
No.
Wait, yeah.
What year was the Civil War?
1860.
1850.
Oh,
my
gosh, guys. You kill me.
Oh,
Dude, Wikipedia.
You guys kill me.
Any geeky stuff we can answer, but the Civil War?
It's the 60s.
The 60s, dude.
Yeah,
because you have the Civil War Act of 1964. It's from 61 to 65, approximately.
61 to 65. But see,
good job, Mike.
Because I
good job,
you're
Matt.
Welcome. I'm a history guy. That's one of my
geekies. I thought he fought in the Civil War.
I was thinking the same thing. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, but. Yeah. Okay,
anyway,
maybe it was the Spanish-American War.
Sure, sure. Whatever.
I don't even know. Okay.
But as more comic book stuff, I see this. Who put this notes in
that
here?
That was me.
Okay, John, let's hear it.
All right. So there's this kind of overall sense in the DC universe in regards to the new 52 and how people feel about it. Some people like it, some people don't. Some people like parts of it, some people could get rid of the other parts of it. So there's this current crisis that's going on, Future's End, and a lot of people are looking at it and thinking, are they going to get rid of the new 52 and go back to pre-New 52 and kind of reintroduce the old continuity again? But I think there's it's kind of hard because the New 52
I don't think that
actually has been really big
better.
For DC. Some of the series have done really well. Other
some have also
not so
been,
much.
Yeah, some have also have been critically acclaimed, but the sales were horrible.
Yeah, the sales
were horrible. So they were canceled.
Correct. And so, you know, there's a lot of people that complain that the new 52 is
darker,
saturated with Batman. There's too many Batman
titles.
That's
true.
I mean,
there's
how many?
Have four or five titles?
No, there's more than that. I mean, think about it.
Well,
there's Gotham
four
Academy. There's Gotham by Night. There's, I mean, like.
Well, if you count all the other, but
like
with
any,
just
okay,
Batman in
no,
it, there's
I'm talking
like.
About, I'm talking about like any kind of Batman universe.
Yeah, because you have Nightwing, you have the Teen Titans. You
right,
have,
and there's Batman Incorporated. Is that still one? I can't remember.
I,
or do they
and
cancel
then,
that?
I don't
Batgirl,
no, I don't
you have another, you have Batwing.
Anyway, yes, it is saturated.
And
there's
so
no denying
there's the Batman, which is always, you know, everybody's always super excited about anything that has to do with Batman. Obviously, that's why so many titles. And then there's the Justice League. Outside of that,
yeah, but the Justice League, I'm no longer into that comic right now.
Either.
See,
me
the Justice
either.
League, it's kind of, it started good and it kind of went down. It's kind of starting to, you know, come back up again, but. Because
well, I'm,
of some of the futures and
I'm under the philosophy of I don't want to have to read every single comic to be able to read Justice right. League.
That is
I just want to
the,
yeah. Justice
That yeah. is one of the other arguments that a lot of people have is that everything is so crossed over. Like even like the Green Lantern series, it's essentially the last year has just been one big crossover.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no like standalone storyline in the Green Lantern.
Yeah, there's no hero of the show really.
Right, it's just this one ongoing continuous crossover. And so some of these titles are like, well, why do you even have this title if it's just
the way? Well, see, that's the way the Justice Society has always been.
Right,
it's kind of been this amalgam of B-rate heroes. But so they keep it alive for some reason.
Well, okay, so then the other problem is that, okay, so a lot of people started with the New 52. A lot of people
new readers.
A lot of
right, yeah.
new to the
sure.
comics started with the New 52. So if they do reboot and go back,
will they alienate?
They're going to completely alienate this new generation of comic book
readers,
and they don't want to do that either. So
they just like the article we read and we posted in our show notes. Like I agree with that they just need to fix it
right.
rather than just
they don't
keep
need to,
trying to start.
Yeah,
over.
They don't need to backpedal. They don't need to start completely over. They just need to
have another crisis.
Well, they just need to fix it. No, they. I mean, the whole point. Yeah. I mean, it's just. It's not something that they need to just get rid of.
But is it too far gone to try and fix it?
Well, I think what they need to do is they just need to look at what has worked in the New 52 and what hasn't, and then just, you know, focus on what has worked and then come up with a plan that is going to go along with what has worked and continue on with that.
They can just call themselves Batman Comics Incorporated.
Right. So, you know, I mean, so there's a lot of opinion on what DC should do.
Well, everybody has an opinion.
And that's true.
I don't have an opinion because I have no idea what you guys are talking about. It's the only geek thing in the world that I'm not a geek about is comic books. It makes me feel very
You read
weird.
Your manga or whatever.
Yeah,
that's okay.
True.
I don't watch Magic Girl anime, so you got me.
Hey, you know, everybody has their new
Sparkle Girl. giant eyes.
The major consensus is, and everybody agrees, that they need to do something because most of the New 52 is not working, not, you know, doing as well as
yeah.
they
want. I'm still, I still enjoy Batman.
Well,
it's
yeah,
still,
I mean, any kind of Batman, I mean...
Well, not all of the Batman, just the Batman comic book.
The thing that's really good, in my opinion, the thing that's really good about the Batman universe is, like, almost every title within the Batman comics is something different. It's something unique. It's not like the same thing, just told
right.
in different
They focus
forms.
On something different, and
right.
it's not like you were saying, like the Lantern Corps, where it's just kind of spread out so far and
right.
includes everything that it's hard to focus during. Right?
You know, for example, I mean, they've got Batgirl was just, you know, she's recently been revamped, and now she's like this hip, lighthearted comic, which it should have been from the start. You've got your supernatural cop drama with Gotham by Night. You've got prison drama with Arkham Manor. You've got teen-centric school drama, which is right up Michael's alley, with Gotham Academy, which just started this week, which a lot of people are really excited about because, I mean, they're doing a good job with that. So, you know, these books that they're introducing within the Batman universe are, you know, they're bringing variety to the New 52. And mm-hmm. so and it's working, and a lot of people are really excited about a lot of these new titles. And so they need to see that and go, okay, well, this is working, so how do we take what is working here and apply it to, say, like the Superman titles, or you know, the Justice League titles, or you know, how do we get people excited about Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman comic is really good. It's written really well. That's one thing that I do like. Superman, on the other hand,
meh.
There's nothing about the new 52 Superman that I like. I mean, it's really bad.
Yeah.
He's not personable. He's kind of a jerk.
Right, he's kind of a jerk.
He is kind of a jerk. That's true.
He's not. It's like if we do make him look, you know, like any kind of compassion or anything about him that's likable, we're going to lose our edge.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing, one thing that DC should look at Marvel is the way that Marvel is doing their Marvel.
Everything.
Well, the way that Marvel is doing their Marvel Now comics, because anything that's like a Marvel Now, and then of course they have their all new Marvel Now, but anything that's like Marvel Now, they didn't reboot, they didn't start over, they took advantage of the existing continuity within, say, like the X-Men universe. And then they basically started a new story, but based it on the existing continuity that was already there, instead of saying, okay, all this previous continuity is gone, and we're going to start over from scratch.
Well, you know what it was? DC focused on the artists. This is why Image tanked. This is why Image had such trouble staying afloat. And now DC's doing it. DC's focusing on artists and... I don't know if they're focusing on the artists, but I know that Marvel is focusing on writers.
Yeah.
Which is good. And they have for example, they have these stories, and then they'll bring in all kinds of different artists to help tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
And that route seems to be working, rather than for example, the Justice League is basically run by one person, Jim Lee.
Right.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm not right with this, but that's just my first impression when I think about what Marvel might be doing right that DC needs to follow.
Well, the other thing that Marvel does really well with is marketing.
Yeah, they dump a lot of money into that.
They do. They dump a lot of money into marketing, and it works because people buy Marvel comics, and and they do a really good job with their marketing, whereas DC... You know, they don't really market their comics very well.
And even their movies.
Right.
I mean, well, everyone was really excited about Man of Steel because it's a Superman movie. You know, Christopher Reeve basically, you know, made Superman movies really popular. But can anyone really remember a lot of what happens in Man of Steel?
Yeah, they destroyed Metropolis.
That's it. It was like total action destruction.
Two aliens punching each other in the face.
But do you remember why they were fighting?
Because Zod was programmed to.
Yeah, so basically, it goes back to writers.
See, I'm one of the rare people that actually liked that movie.
I liked the movie too, John.
It wasn't horrible. I didn't dislike it, but I was very disappointed in how they kind of dropped the ball.
Yeah, I'm definitely hoping that they kind of learned a lot and took a lot of notes. And so when they come out with
Batman versus Superman.
I hope they don't take down another city block and pretend that there was nobody in the buildings.
Right.
Yeah. That's just one thing I wanted in the movie, like some recognition, like Superman like sitting there and not being upset that he had to kill Zod, but also be like, you know,
killed 3 million
like
people.
Walk out or fly out over the city and be like, what did I just do?
Yeah.
He's like, aliens
like,
want to hook up.
Sorry, I killed half of the city.
That's why I've said this in the past, but that's why I like the Invincible comic, another comic that I'm current with, is that they always try to take the baddies away from the public.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, we're super strong. Let's just knock him into outer space. Why can't Superman do that?
Wait, who?
Invincible.
Who publishes
that? Is that Marvel?
No. That's not Marvel.
It's Image.
Image.
But
that's
Image.
Right.
Who owns Image now? Skybound? Something like that?
I don't know.
It's called technically
Invincibles?
Yeah.
Invincible. No S.
Okay.
Wait, gotcha. Are you Googling it?
No, I will in a second.
No, it's a fantastic comic. And one of the cool things, what got me started on the comic was that my local library had the compendium, you know.
Man,
was like,
I love it when libraries carry comic books. That's
yes,
awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I read like the first 100 issues in the library. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. Well, I think that's... That's good.
I think we're good on.
Right?
I think we're, yeah. Actually we're running a little long on
that's
time.
Okay. Let's just go to the next part of the show, which is Geeky Trivia.
Get ready.
Hey,
to
I'll come back to my mic. Yay, Michael.
What were we talking about?
Come on, Michael's there. He's picking his teeth.
Comic books.
Comic books.
Okay, and the trivia this week is
comic books.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm done
Mighty
here.
Python. I'm just kidding. No, the trivia today is going to be all about Monty Python and the Quest for the Holy Grail.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Going
down. Is this difficult or non-difficult?
Going
trivia?
Down.
Yes. Okay.
Right. Keep score.
Oh, wow. Yes, score.
Wow, I have not seen this in years, so.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
All right. Got my little golf pencil here. All right. Let's see. Who's playing? Michael. Ryan.
Kind of.
And Barry.
Do we have handicaps?
No.
All right. What is your favorite color? No, just kidding.
Blue. No, yellow.
Quoted that wrong.
What large animal is mentioned several
Moose.
Times in the opening credits? Moose
Cow.
Is correct.
Aww.
Wow.
Good job,
Well, you
Mike.
Said big animal opening. I was like, it's a moose.
All right.
Good job, man.
What
yeah.
happened to those responsible for the strange subtitles?
They were killed?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, gosh. I don't know what happened to them. Oh, gosh.
They Good. Were sacked.
Oh, that's right.
Fired. All right. What is the name of Arthur's coconut-banging servant?
Patsy.
Patsy is correct.
Wow.
Good job.
Michael.
How does Arthur explain how the coconuts reached Britain?
Swallows.
Who said that?
Barry. By swallows.
Barry says swallows.
All right. What does the nearly dead man say to try to stay off of the cart?
I feel better.
No.
Not dead
Wait.
Yet.
No.
I
don't
feel like dancing.
No.
Nope.
I feel like I'll go for a walk.
I think I'll go for a walk. That's correct.
Not
You're not fooling anyone, you know.
All right. What does Dennis scream when Arthur tries to make him stop
help,
talking?
Help! I'm being oppressed!
That's correct.
Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant! Ah, see that?
How old is Dennis?
Old woman, man. Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
I'm not old. I'm 37.
I'm not old. All right. What does the Black Knight say he'll do once he's lost his arms and legs?
He'll
bite
your
knees
off.
Kneecaps off.
No, bite your legs off.
Why said bite?
Bite your legs off.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
More specific.
Barry said legs, so I'll have to give it to Barry.
Yeah.
Because everyone says
he's
because he said he's bite your cap off, but it says
yeah.
legs.
Right. Yep. All right. What animal does Sir Bevedere use as a counterweight to prove the witch is made of wood?
Duck.
Michael said a duck. That's correct.
Oh. No, we did not.
Yeah, I did.
He did. All right. Why does Arthur decide not to go into Camelot?
It's a silly place.
Yes.
Tis a silly place.
Tis a silly place. What does the French guard tell Arthur about the master of the castle?
Oh, about the master?
He's busy?
Okay, I'll give you multiple choice.
Okay.
One, he's the real king of Britain. Two, he doesn't like English pig dogs. Three, he's not home. Or four, he already has a grail.
He already has a grail.
All right.
He already has one.
What? I told him he already has one. All right. What insults does the French guard use towards the knights?
Pig dog?
Nope.
No.
Silly something.
English kniggets. I'll give that to Barry.
Kniggets. It was like silly something. Crap.
You silly English kniggets.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberry.
There you go. There's another one. Good job.
Thanks.
And there was one more.
Oh.
You empty-headed animal who drop wiper. All right. What do the knights build to try to gain access to the French castle?
Oh, no. A Trojan horse thingy.
Rabbit.
Trojan rabbit is correct. Very.
Right. What, Trojan horse thingy doesn't count?
No. Maybe if we build a wooden badger. Shut up. All right. What phrase do each of the knights yell when they're too scared to fight?
Run away!
All right, good job. What animal is often heard in the background being beaten?
A cat.
A cat is correct.
Meow. 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 Against a wall.
Meow. What animal's hand takes over turning the pages of the book of the film?
Like a monster.
Sasquatch.
Yeah, it's like a big monster thing.
Not a monster, bear. Not a Sasquatch.
A Yeti?
No.
A goat.
It was a gorilla.
A gorilla.
Oh, gosh. All right.
I just thought it was hairy.
Yeah. What is jumping outside the artist's castle, causing him to go out and tell them to clear off?
The sun and the moon.
Ooh, the sun is correct, but not the moon.
Oh.
The sun and what?
Clouds.
Clouds. Sun, clouds is correct.
Oh, my gosh. That's one of the little cutscenes. Okay. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Terry Gilliam, the only American.
Yeah. He did all the art. What does Prince Herbert want to do instead of marry Princess
sing.
Lucky?
He wants to sing.
Sing is correct.
That was me.
I just want to sing.
No. Stop it. None of that.
All right. What does Sir Lancelot... Why does Sir Lancelot come to rescue Prince Herbert from his arranged marriage to Princess Lucky?
Maiden in distress.
Okay. How does he...
Because his page gets shot with an arrow.
That's correct. All right.
Oh.
When did you last watch this, Barry? Holy crap.
Like a couple years ago.
All right. What was the name... Of Lancelot's servant.
Uther?
No.
Gosh.
I don't remember that one.
Concord.
Concord.
That's right.
All right. What happened to the historian that attempted to narrate the film?
He was slashed by the horseman that was riding by.
Yes. Attacked. He was attacked by a knight.
That's right. That's why the police come.
Okay. What is the name of the shrubber?
Oh my gosh.
I'm a shrubber.
Dead.
Roger. The shrubber.
Roger the shrub. That's right.
All right. What happened to Robin's minstrels in the frozen
land? They were eaten.
They were eaten is correct.
Yes.
And there was much rejoicing.
Yay.
Okay, where does Tim the Enchanter take the knights?
To the rabbit lair.
The cave of
despair.
Ah.
The cave of
wonders.
That's Aladdin. Cave of misery.
The cave of Kerbinog.
Okay.
All right. What does Arthur decide to use against
the Holy Hand Grenade?
The Holy Hand Grenade of
Antioch.
Ooh, good job.
Wow, both Barry and I got that. It's great.
Okay, who left the carved message on the wall of the cave?
Kamal?
Maybe he means the castle of Bagal.
I don't remember.
He must have died while writing it.
Write out, when you die.
I don't remember.
Okay, anyone?
No. Shoot.
Joseph of Arimathea.
Oh, jeez.
All right. How did the knights escape the black beast of Og?
The artist had a heart attack and the monster died.
Yes, the artist had a heart attack, so the beast was no more. All right. What?
Yeah.
Okay. What question stumps Sir Robin at the Bridge of Death?
What is the capital of Assyria?
That's correct.
Yes. So what is the capital?
I don't know that. Boing. Ah! All right. What question stumps the bridge keeper?
Is that an African or a European swallow?
That's correct.
Gosh, dang it.
Good job, Barry.
Barry spits them out faster than I can.
All right. Who beats Arthur and Bevedere to the castle Og, which holds
Lancelot.
The Holy Grail?
No, the Lance. Police.
No.
Galahad.
No.
No, he went to the castle of Anthrax.
Yeah.
The French guards.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Hello. Hello, you silly English kniggets. Okay. What suddenly appears to attack the castle Og for Arthur?
Good thing with lots of eyes.
Oh, that's not the police, is it?
An army is correct.
Army, yeah, okay.
An army has lots of eyes.
All right, there you go.
Ryan. Okay, how does the film end?
With Arthur getting arrested, yeah.
But it doesn't end because they're arrested.
But it doesn't end because, yeah.
All right. Never
really ending.
All right, they were arrested, but then there was that funny musical...
Yeah,
that happened.
That's right.
All right, and that is the end of Geeky Trivia.
Woo! Barry totally took that.
I actually have a lot more questions, but
we'll do that. Fun. Yeah,
we can do that later.
Okay.
Okay. So let's see. Ryan with 2.
Yeah.
Michael with 7.
Yeah.
8. Barry with 16.
Oh my gosh.
That's right.
8 times more than me.
Good job.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening to The Closet Geek. We'd like to thank Alpha Geek Radio for this live stream. And don't forget, you can check out all our rerun episodes on alphageekradio.com. We'd like to thank Doghouse Systems for our affiliate. And also, if you use the code Closet Geek at Doghouse Systems, you can get double the RAM on your purchase for free. And also go to our website, check out our Amazon affiliate link to shop at Amazon for all your shopping needs. We are The Closet Geek. Don't forget you can find us at theclosetgeek.net. Also on all of our social media, especially Facebook and Twitter. And if you'd like to contact us, you could do so on there or at our email, theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes. Come and join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.